Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling for Tara.
Yes, is she?
Hi, yes, you had spoken to my coworker, Judah. You were interested in switching over to our home care agency?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Just so we can find the best aid for you, what are your needs and what do you need assistance with?
To be honest with you, the most important thing to start off with is that I have a dog. It's a pit bull. He weighs 45 pounds and he's not good with strangers. So it's going to take some time for them to get used to, or him to get used to them, I guess, coming into the house. But I do have like a crate for him and a way to separate them. But they have to feel comfortable enough with a dog knowing it's going to be that space. When they first come in, they're a stranger, and I'll have him put away so they will be safe. But it's that they have to understand that. I think that's the most upfront I can be about everything. Secondly, is that cooking is very important to me because they'll be providing all of my meals. So their cooking skills or their love of cooking.
Okay. And then do you need help with any showering or bathing,
I
clothing?
don't need help with bathing. My basic day-to-day dress is just like a t-shirt, loose-fitting thing. So that I wouldn't need help with. I need help with getting dressed with doctor's appointments.
Okay.
And when I go to a doctor's appointment, especially if there's going to be a physical exam that consists of me getting dressed and undressed, they would have to come with that as well. Groceries, the majority of them I do get delivered, so they would have to help with putting those away. And then if I do a trip to the supermarket, they would have to help and assist with like me getting around and getting groceries off of higher shelves, different things like that. I have a washer and dryer in my home, so I can load and unload. I can load the machine very well, no. I can load the washing machine very well, but when it comes to bending over and unloading or taking the clothes back and forth upstairs, because I do have a two-story home, I would need assistance with that. And just like light cleaning, mostly dishes. I have hardwood floors throughout my home, so I don't want a lot of mopping done. But like an
Okay.
occasional sweeping, because I do have the dog and it's summertime and he's shedding. And they would not be responsible for anything that has to do with the dog. Like I feed him, I prepare his meals, they wouldn't have to walk him, anything like that, unless that's something they felt comfortable doing.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. Do you have a walker or are you in a wheelchair?
I have a cane. I do have a wheelchair. I try not to use the wheelchair because that limits where I can go.
Okay. Alrighty, and do you prefer a female or a male?
I don't have a preference. Just my biggest thing besides the sex of the person is that they can cook.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
Do
but
you have
that's the
Meals on
truth.
Wheels or it'll be like.
I have Meals Direct, which in April changed. The groceries is what they used to first deliver, and they also do like prepared meals, but their prepared meals is like a fried chicken fillet, and
Okay.
that's it. Or like for 4th of July, they gave me 6 pre-cooked hot dogs and a pack of hamburger buns. So like it's
It's a hit
but
or
I'm
miss.
well, it's mostly a mess, but I don't have any problem with like buying my groceries or anything like that. We'll provide like whatever they need to make the meal. One of the issues I have is I don't have good use of my hands,
Okay.
so that's why like cooking, well, standing is an issue with cooking, but also like chopping. If you want to have onions and flavor in your food, I
Right.
can't do the chopping necessary.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. Alrighty, and would you like to do a over-the-phone interview with the aides we have, or would you like to do a meet and greet?
Because of the dog, I would like to do over the phone first, and then if we can do like if that works, because we do have some time between now and the end of the month when I switch over, if we can do like in person as the last thing, because I'm definitely switching agencies, but I just want to make sure I have the opportunity to like screen somebody that's going to come into the house.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. That won't be an issue. Alrighty, so I'm going to put all this information in, and then once we have available aides available in your area, I'm going to give you a call so we can do the over-the-phone interview with a couple. And then once we get towards the end of the month, we'll set up the meet and greets.
Okay, that's fine. One question I do want to ask, how likely would it be that the person has a driver's license? Because through my insurance, they do provide like medical and personal trips, but if the home health aide has a vehicle, then that can be instead of a requested trip, it's a reimbursement, right?
Okay, so it's like 50-50. You are
Okay, I'm
it's
just
like
putting it out
fifty-fifty,
there
but I'll
if okay.
definitely ask if they have a car
Okay.
and if they're comfortable with, driving around.
Well, that's why I say because with the transportation reimbursement, even if it's them taking me to a doctor's appointment or me having to go to the supermarket, it would be them getting reimbursement paid through ModivCare, and I forget the second agency for the personal trips. So they would be compensated for that through my insurance, even if your company doesn't allow them. I guess that's what, yeah, I don't know how that works.
Okay, so I'm gonna
Because
double
the
check on my.
agency I have right now, they don't even allow them to take us anywhere, even if they have a car.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So no, we do allow it as long as the caregiver is comfortable. Most of the time they don't mind. It's more so kind of like, sometimes they're like, well, are we gonna get reimbursed?
And
Which.
that's what I wanted to put on the table that they would be, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So as long as they'll get reimbursed, I don't think it'll be an issue, but I'm definitely going to let them know before I give you a call to do the interview to make sure,
Okay.
everything was discussed and there's no miscommunication.
Yeah, because with me having my disability, I can't drive. That's part of it. I'm a fall risk, so I don't have control over my right leg like that to be able to drive. So if they had somebody that could drive, that would definitely be a benefit.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. So I'll definitely give you a call sometime this week or next week with the aids that we have available in your area, okay?
Okay. And I
All
thank you so
right.
much for your time.
No problem. You have a great one.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.